I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of No Small Roles, a D&D podcast where there are no small roles, but some big decisions about what to do next. I'm David Knight, your Dungeon Master, and I'm joined by these level 7 fiends. Say hi, yeah, everyone. Yeah.
We leveled up.
Unlimited power.
I can't wait to play Dungeons and Dragons.
We leveled up our pitch as well.
Level 7.
Noise equalizer. Suppressing the volume and the pitch.
So glad I'm editing this one.
Before we burst Ben's eardrums, then let's cue the theme tune.
Prepare your party of players and polyhedral dice. Your tragic backstory better be worth the sacrifice. Seize your sheets and D20.
Let's play D&D.
Your haggard character swaggers with daggers in each hand. You've all discussed what you must, but even best laid plans. Take a turn when checks are missed.
Roll initiative.
Brandish your blades. Don't fail your saves. No risk too great, no choice too bold. This is your story. No guts, no glory. Confront your fate with every roll. Every
inside, one who will pay the price. Their chance of success all rests upon the dice.
No risk too great, no choice too bold. This is No Small Roles.
So, continuing along the underground river, you decided to pass the dock to the WCI and instead follow the water down to Lake Drevain. After Gaius threw himself over the first waterfall, you all carefully descended the second, finding that the tunnel ended in a small pool. Enkidu and Juna discovered an underwater route out and led you all to the surface, with Gwendolyn almost losing her breath. Sending word to Ferocene, you skirted Drostad to reach her cottage and explain what you had learned to the Wingthrop girls. Orin broke the news to Myra that her parents were gone, and after discussing the Codex and how Erida had replaced the senior members of the family, it was agreed by everyone that Ferocene and Myra would be safer leaving. Gwendolyn suggested that they head to her family in Priden, and with brief goodbyes and an invisible hug for Orin, they left you to decide your own next steps. And that's where we pick up. So it's sort of evening time, night time. They've gone, you are left at Ferocene's cottage to do as you please.
Okay, I guess we make preparations. Wherever we decide to go, we need to prepare for a journey of some sort, so.
Do we feel safe staying here tonight, or should we go somewhere else?
I think this is safer than the town.
Yeah.
It's easier to spot anyone coming up.
Now, we know what happened to us when we were in the woods last time, I suppose.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
We'll keep watch, but we'll stay here, yes?
Yeah, I think so.
Of course.
I think we're better off here than trying to wander off somewhere in the middle of the night.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Set off in the morning.
We also need to work out what we're going to say to Heron, because he definitely needs to hear about what's going on down there.
Oh, yeah. And he needs to give us some more money, doesn't he?
That would be nice.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe the gnome can bring the money.
Well, that would be fantastic. Finally get to meet them.
Yeah.
Wait, what was his relationship to this gnome again?
The gnome was the colleague that had gone and scouted out all this information, who had put together the map for us so that we would go and investigate further. So they've got a pretty good idea of what's going on, but not as deeply as we do, I think.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm. I'm sure that whatever information we bring to him could actually earn us that information in exchange at the very least.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This has all turned out to be a little more expensive than we thought as well, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
With the Juggalon incident.
Yes.
Also, Enkidu was given more than really money can make right.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Enkidu?
I don't know. I still feel a bit lost. But I have... That's conflicted with a desire to go somewhere. This vague direction. That's always going to be there as long as... You know? As long as whatever this thing lasts. Yeah, that's not very clear.
Mm.
But physically I feel fine. But it would be nice to have a bit of direction.
Well, shall we... message Heron, say we have information for him, but we're going to need payment before we part with that information.
Yes.
Yeah.
And is it safe to message him this message, or do we want to...
I don't know, Juno, whether you're able to use your abilities on that front. I remember last time the book approach was a little less than popular with him.
I can probably send him one. But once I've rested, I think that could be up to 3, which might be easier.
Okay, if I recall correctly, he also has the ability to message us back, I think. I think it is a magic that he is familiar with last time. So if we can get through to him once, or I could write him a note and say, contact us.
Well, don't write the... If we write a note, don't write it to him.
I can message him and say, I can't do this again. He can reply if he can do it from his side.
Yeah.
Are you talking about message there, Vicky?
No.
Or sending?
Sending.
All right, cool.
It's just level 3 spell.
Yeah.
I can message him till the cows come home, but I don't think he'll hear me.
I don't think he's near enough. unless... Heron, what are you doing in the kitchen?
I'm fine. Oh, me.
Surely a practitioner of his caliber has some means of having a prolonged conversation over long distance, right?
Well, I think he's got the same type of skills that Juno has in that regard. He used them before.
Yes. And what time of day? It's nighttime, isn't it?
Yeah, it's probably about sort of 9.
Yeah.
9 p.m., getting closer to 10, maybe.
Shall we decide what we want to say to him tonight and then send it in the morning?
Oh, actually, have we leveled up by this point, or do we need to wait till the next long rest?
Yeah, I'd say you've leveled up. It's sort of over the next evening, you'll
and
be
in
like...
In that case, I can message him twice.
Oh, even better.
Juno has a level 4 slot
a
now.
A spell slot just appears.
Wow.
Well, look at
that's
this.
Amazing.
That was a good
I
dinner.
I also feel like I've got new abilities too.
Having eaten the nettle stew that, that Juno made you
all.
What
was in that stew?
Nettles.
Yeah.
Give us everything we need.
Just you wait till I take chef's feet, everyone. Not definite.
What? What's a feet? Well, shall we message him tonight then? Because, and then we can, we're not... burning resources, as it were, in the morning that we might need tomorrow.
Yeah?
True. I mean, we could preface the conversation tonight, yes.
Do we want to work out what we're going to do next before we do message him? Because I'm assuming one of his questions is going to be, where are you going next? So we're not obliged to go anywhere else, are we?
No.
Just one.
Yeah.
We didn't have to check all the locations.
Well, I think he sounded... keen for as much info as he could get.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he might be keen for another visit, but that's up to us, really.
Well, it does line up with one of the places that Enkidu would like to go to.
Mm-hmm.
So it has 2 possible reasons that we could go there.
Yeah?
Enkidu, remind me, whereabouts exactly did you want to go to find out more answers about your predicament?
Beyond the Crownswood, east, just beyond the mountains there. The hills near the Crownswood.
To meet with Garamir, which is who we need to investigate anyway.
Is that the 4 Lossian Hills?
Felocian Hills.
Felocian Hills. Well, apparently, well, the information that Heron gave us that Garamir disappeared one day. But, you know, if Garamir was a founding member of the consortium, that was hundreds of years ago. So...
So we're going to the Fallopian Hills.
Oh my God. Fairly close to the Crown City as well, conveniently.
If we're all happy going there.
Well, that's one of our options. Another might be going in search of your family members, Guy and Orin.
Yeah. We don't know too much about where... what's his face?
My dad?
Yeah.
Causticus Vindigolf.
Causticus Vindigolf. Was, do we?
No, we just know that he left, he escaped, he was looked down upon by Erida, and that's all we know, so that's just an ellipses.
Because there's also the question about where Hemlock is, or did we, hang on, or this is Ben again being stupid.
We don't know who Hemlock is.
We don't know who Hemlock is.
Causticus Vindigolf and Eremit Aris, we know are people that ran away. Is that right, David?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Eremit Aris. Yep. Both missing.
Both missing.
Yeah, and they're both potential fathers.
That is correct.
Basically.
Yep.
Both potential fathers.
That's the connections to the family for the two of you.
Ah, okay. My connection through Eremir Aris.
Yeah.
Possibly.
And we don't know who Hemlock is. Hemlock could be related on your mum's side or something like that.
Got you. Yes. And we spoke to Volos, didn't we? Volos Wings.
Those were his sons, weren't they?
That's right.
Okay. So we say to Heron then we're going east. Because we haven't got any of the, like you say, Gwen, we haven't got any of the family connections or anything that we can go on. And we want to see if we can find out more about the demonology, whatever Erida said to Enkidu, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the other option is that we keep going north.
Yeah.
Which has been discussed.
Why would we go north, though?
Why would
we
go north?
That's where we might find Gwen's mum.
Oh, yeah.
That's where we might find some answers for Orin. And that's where we might be able to address Enkidu's voices.
June has spoken about Splinter Falls, which sounds like a really kind of magical place that...
Yeah.
That maybe there'd be people that could help Enkidu there, that maybe we can get to the bottom of some stuff for you, Enkidu, without having to get all tied up with, you know, kings and, well, ruling.
We'd have to pass through Aelish to get to Splinter Falls, right? Aeland.
And do we really want to cross the borders with things as tense as they are right now?
It seems like the war is quite intense in the areas where there's fighting.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying this is what we should do.
No,
but there is another option where we cross the Wounded Sea to Orkosh and up into Sul Marath and Marath that way.
Mm.
We don't want to go to Aeland. I'm just putting it on the table. I don't really know, actually, what I think we should do. But I just wanted to put it there.
I think I completely agree that, like, there are answers there in Orkosh for Gwen. And I'm absolutely behind doing that. But the problem is, we are underfunded right now. And we do have one guy who's willing to give us a lot of money for a potentially dangerous job, which is going to take us east, which is the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
So is there a job that he wants us to do west or anything like that? Northwest?
No, south was no. Brutus Lister.
Damn.
Very, very south.
Yeah.
This is the furthest north we were going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we, supposedly, hypothetically, we're going to check out all the locations that Harry wanted us to do, we can swing south after investigating Felusian Hills to the south of the country, investigate whatever, the lighthouse by the sea, and then...
The tower on the coast.
Yeah, the tower on the coast.
Only seen by moonlight.
And stop. But that's hypotheticals.
We've got a lot of them.
Yeah.
Where do we stand on who Heron is and how much we trust him?
Funny enough, we know less about him than we do about Erida Wingthorpe.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that Erida's interests are all about the crown. And we know Erida's interests are all about serving whoever is going to take the crown.
Protecting Gervain.
The future. For the future of Gervain.
Yeah. So, like, you know, that isn't necessarily a fight we need to get into.
But it is a fight we are going to get into because...
Is it?
Well, Heron seems to think that there's something going on to do with Erida. And so he's against Erida. And if we're sort of...
Well, Heron's worried about corruption...
That something was there. Yes.
In...
The current members of the consortium.
The current consortium. And I think he thinks it's all linked in somehow, doesn't he, to how it was set up and the founders. But I don't know if his, he's directly wanting to take on Erida, not that he probably knows about.
But Miss Septhorne is onto something. That link will be, that gap in our knowledge will be filled once we talk to Heron. And he is able to share, I assume, with whatever he has on the current members of the consortium. And then together we'll be able to find out how these are linked. Because surely Erida, Bruthus, even Crow has some kind of links to today's goings on.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
There must be some link while we're investigating the past.
So we want to, we now want to know this as well as Heron, yes?
Yes, of course
is
we
do. Is that right?
Yeah.
We just don't have all the information, so we can't make an informed decision. So he's the only guy who knows what's going on in his head.
Yeah.
We just want to know what's going on.
Mm. Yeah.
So you're right. Maybe we just ask him and say, we're thinking about going east. We know all this. What's your two cents?
We're going to try and hold out on the information until we can agree a price.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah. Hardball him.
Yeah.
Hardball him.
Not really something I've got experience with, but I imagine that's the way you're going to do it.
Yes.
I mean, Juno's going to be doing all the talking, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
But we got something he wants.
But we need to have a plan with what we're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Juno, you need to haggle big, girl, okay?
All right. Yeah.
I want some diamond shoes.
I mean, it goes without saying that any offers will be brought to the table of the group.
Yeah.
We've all sacrificed a lot on this journey, am I right? And Enkidu more than any of us.
Yeah.
So it's hard to put a price on it, but if I were, it would be very high.
Yeah.
Yes. And what do we need? What is our price? Do we need, funds? Protection, I assume.
I suppose we're our own protection.
Yeah.
I mean, political, not so much like someone coming after us. I mean, like physically. I mean, politically, because we're quite entrenched now.
Well, like, he's the only one who knows our full identity at the moment. And the girls who we've just sent off. Oh, wait. And Erida. Damn it.
Yes, Erida.
Yeah, we've been leaving a big trail of breadcrumbs, guys. We need to get better at this.
But not everybody knows of Erida's existence.
No. That's a secret.
And in fact,
not even within the family.
Being kept quiet is kind of her thing.
Yeah.
I do think Guy is right. I think wherever we go next, which I'm assuming is east, I think maybe having a bit more of a cover is not going to be a bad thing for us.
False identities.
How good are you guys with instruments? Does anybody know any instruments?
I think I've got two left hands.
I can carry a tune, but...
I could give it a go.
Crazy idea. I've got a bunch of like old scripts of mine, okay, from this guy called Billiam Spearshake.
Oh no.
And basically what we could do is we could all pretend to be a bunch of actors going around trying to find, like, you know, we could go to, like,
oh my gosh,
you know, Tavern Gardens and
oh my gosh,
things like that.
Guy, I'm sold.
What, performing Billiam Spearshake in a tavern garden? That would never catch
me. No.
You're right.
No one would pay to see that.
You're right. It sounds like a harebrained scheme. It's crazy.
Please, can we do this?
Side quest.
We've become a fantasy version of Open Bar.
Oh, my God.
Called Bar Open.
Bar Open. The Javanian tap.
It's not a crazy idea to have a cover for what we're doing. I feel like we've learned that saying who we are doesn't always come up trumps for us.
No. Especially if they're like peeking into our minds when they have us over for dinner as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Although I don't know if a pretense would help with that particular incident, if that sort of thing happens again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, shall we go inside, send off the message and see where things land?
Okay.
Yeah.
So we want to say we have information.
Yeah.
But do we want to ask for money or say how much are you willing to pay for it? He paid us quite substantially before, so he's clearly got funds.
His first response will be, what am I paying for? Maybe, if it's starting with, we have information, came at the cost of a life.
Mm.
We need compensation to continue. Something along those lines.
Yeah.
I'm sure you think of something better than I can.
Yeah, like a hook. Or like a little spoiler.
And if he wants us to carry on, he probably, like you say, will be glad to know that we're planning on going east. So he's we're still worth investing in.
Mm.
Yeah, tell him we could go east. We might not.
Yes.
Dad, dad, dad.
You sounded a bit like me there, Orin. We might not.
I'm learning from the best, you know.
All right. We went to the Golden Forest. It came at the expense of a life.
Yeah.
And we need to be compensated accordingly. We are thinking of going east. Is that the sort of message we want to send?
Yes. I mean, if it cost a life, surely he's enticed to know what happened and what did you discover that cost you this. I'm just preempting this.
Yeah, that we got good info.
Well, we don't know till we send it, so.
No, true.
My last question is, do we, Enkidu, do we want him to know what's happened to you? Or, like,
no.
Because that's the only thing. He'll be like, okay, who died? And we go, oh, Enkidu. And he's like, oh, okay, but the thing is, later on, oh, there's Enkidu, what the hell? And then we have to go into that whole philosophical discussion.
That's a trump card we can play later.
Okay.
We did lose Bessie.
That's true.
And Aggie 1 and Aggie 2.
And we lost a couple of Ruanas along the way. Am I right in thinking that at some point, Heron appeared to us as some sort of a mirage?
Gosh, he did, yeah.
Yes.
He did. He can astral project himself, yeah.
Do we want to say, please, can you do that?
Go on then.
Yeah, if he can do it from long distance, I guess it's...
It just might be a little bit far away.
Yeah, yeah. It might be something you can only do. It might be
he did it from like
only do nearby.
Outside a building that he was within before.
Yeah.
That's true.
But worth an ask.
Okay. So...
I'm so excited.
are we saying at the expense of a life and being vague with that? Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we can say Bessie.
Been to the Golden Forest, found stuff out... At the expense of a life, need to be compensated accordingly. Thinking of going east, can you project yourself to us?
Yeah, why not?
How many words is that, Grace?
More than 25.
More than 25.
Oh, shoot.
I think maybe we didn't get the bit about east.
I say go for it and we'll see how far you get.
Isn't that already okay. Gone? I thought that was gone.
It's gone, yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't hit send.
I was doing a practicing.
She's hovering over the enter button.
That was a practice. That was a practice.
It's dot,
should
dot, dot.
Shorten the word.
Heron just sees a like flashing dot, dot, dot in front of his eyes.
Yeah. Use contractions. Don't say you are. Just put your, okay?
It's like filling out an arts council. Been to Golden Forest. No stuff. Lost a life. Need big money.
Compensation is one word.
Backspace, backspace. Compensation.
We're on 11.
Going east, can you project to us?
18 so far. You've got 7 left.
Brilliant.
Speak to you then. Love, Juna.
Oh. Oh. Smiley face.
Smiley face emoji.
Smiley face. Kiss, kiss.
Is David still here?
David's crafting a reply, I think.
I'm crafting a reply. Yeah.
Can Juna see the dot dots in the air now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you got a red request? Have you got a red? Have you double
oh,
tick?
Oh, yes, two blue ticks.
Oh, lovely, great. Okay,
yes.
he's got it.
But you know what Heron would do? It'd be like the ellipses, and then just nothing comes up. And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
He was typing something and then he stopped.
And then he replies with, in the bath.
Or his settings are so that you can't know if it's ever arrived.
Yeah, so as you're waiting for the reply, Juna, you get the sense, in that same way that, like, when you reach out to Juna... You are Juna. When you reach out to Ginger, that you almost like feel her presence coming back to you.
Yep.
Like in the response, you do get that impression from Heron, except of course it's a much more stoic sort of presence, less comforting.
You smell Old Spice.
Yeah. You can almost smell the fragrance.
My condolences. Of course, reimbursement will be given. I won't be able to project. But if you reach Vernock Rise, the professor is in residence there.
Juna obviously says those words as he says them to everyone else.
I should have left the door in Vernock Rise.
Oh.
Damn, that's a good idea, son.
We could have just gone straight back there right now.
Next time?
Yeah, Vernock Rise is not out of the way.
C- Kerry retcon 20 episodes.
hang on, let me just go back to the table.
the professor, is this the gnome?
We don't know. We can ask.
No.
Do we know who the professor is?
Wasn't that implied?
That's my best guess.
What was his assistant called?
No, his assistant wasn't called the professor.
No.
Okay. Sorry, what did he say? Can you say it again, David? Sorry, did you write it down?
Yeah, my condolences. Of course, reimbursement will be given. I won't be able to project, but if you reach Vernock Rise, the professor is in residence there.
Oh, what a nice guy. Condolences, that's nice, man.
Gosh, we're so fucking far from there.
You are pretty far.
Why didn't I leave the door?
To be honest, though, Vernock Rise is closer to us than the Felosian Hills, so it can be on the way.
Yeah,
it could have been on the way now, though.
Isn't that the equivalent of, like, us going, like, to the middle of the cross and then going along the right stem?
Yeah. It's fine. It's absolutely fine as a route. Like, I assume the main roads lead through that way anyway.
Yeah.
Traversion might be easier.
It does make sense to go back the way we know.
It might actually be quicker, looking at the map, to get to Vernock Rise than head east from there.
Just one thing, though.
Yeah.
If we do that,
then
we have to make sure that our cover is really crystal tight because do you remember they were looking for people like us on the south bank of the lake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they were looking for Myra, really, weren't they?
For Myra, yeah. Not.
They were looking for Myra and they were looking for a bunch of people that looked like us.
Because we were with Myra?
Yeah, exactly.
But they might still think that we've got Myra with us. This is true.
Just saying, we probably want to, like, you know, skirt around that town.
Guys, I'm disappointed.
What?
Guys, please, come on.
What?
We're all professionals sneaking around by this point. We can surely get through a tiny little backwater village like that in and out in like minutes. I'm sure we're fine.
We have equally been spectacular at sneaking as disastrous at sneaking. So at the moment, my friend, it's 50-50.
Okay.
We'd also want to avoid Rostall as well.
Yes.
Yeah,
we can avoid Rostall. Yeah.
Yeah, just worth thinking about.
Yeah, we're probably on some sort of list there.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the faceless footman had my face for a bit.
And Gwendolyn's as well.
Okay, why don't we do this? What was the name of the captain again who we sailed on her ship?
Hallie?
Okay, we find Hallie. We stick a knife to her throat, tell her to cross, get us across the lake again, kill her, take our cash back, and then we just mosey on down south.
Oh, gosh.
I hope you're joking.
There's a barge, Gaius. There's a barge. We can use the actual barge this time and not use Hallie.
Yeah. We can just wait for the ferry.
Yeah.
Do we have enough money to get on the ferry?
Yeah. I think it was only a gold piece each, wasn't it?
Right.
I think. Actually, I'm not sure we knew, but...
Guy gauges their reactions, and after a beat just goes... Of course I was joking.
Insight check.
This is all very great conversation, but I feel like maybe we should be messaging here and back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't seem to have asked about the info. I guess, does he want us to just give that to the professor, whoever they might be?
Well, shall I ask him?
Yes.
My last two words need to be last. This is last message. Four words. Can't reply after this. That's still four words.
Just say, this is last message.
Yeah, this is last message. This is last message. Which professor?
Yeah.
And then how would we know the professor, to be fair?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is last message.
Where is professor?
Where in is residence. Professor?
Yeah, in residence. Is it
his
is it Heron's
place,
house?
I guess.
Yes.
So Heron is not at home.
No.
But the professor is.
Okay.
Because he would compensate us himself.
So we ask, is professor at yours?
And ask who the professor is.
Or we can ask that on the way. We can ask that on the way.
We haven't even told him where we are.
I think he probably wants the information in person then.
Yeah, that would be best.
Which makes more sense.
Okay, this is last message. Do you want information in person?
Who is the professor?
Who is professor? I'm going to leave out the
fair.
Yeah.
For word count. We're on 12.
Erida lives.
Yeah, that'll really get him excited.
Give him, you know, a little spice.
Do we want to say this?
I think that sounds interesting. Away? Yeah, because then he'll definitely want to, like, know us.
Yeah.
I think he wants
but
to.
But he already
I
wants
mean, he
us
seems,
to go.
He seems keen anyway.
I don't think we need to give away any information that we don't need to just yet.
I know, but let him sit on that. And then we just, like,
simmer.
Raise the price as we get there.
Yeah.
We'll see you in Vernock Rise. Love from Juna.
I think you don't need the from, you just put love, Juna.
Love, Juna. L-U-V, Juna.
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, that doesn't help.
That's just for flavour.
Love from the Juna.
The Juna.
Is it all in like text type as well? Like back in like in Tempe
old
text.
School.
F-R-M.
Old school.
Great. She's just G8.
She's pressing the numbers G8. Like twice for B, three times for C.
XOXO.
Juna's got like a messaging stone that is like an old Nokia. She's made herself like an old.
I know, but that's good though. That's indestructible. That is.
That is indestructible.
Please, can she have a Nokia 3310? Oh, I've got this lovely game called Snake on it. Yeah.
That's the material component for the spell is a Nokia.
Nokia, yeah.
Not consumed by the spell.
Your 25 copper messages.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And therefore every wizard in the land has a Nokia in their drawers.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So again, flooding into your aura? Yeah, Juna's probably got an aura.
Oh, yes.
She's there,
I believe in
like,
auras.
You just get this sense of Heron again. And he just says,
my gnomish associate, Professor Kierda Tagadon, and I will discuss all face-to-face with you. Please inform when you are close to my home.
Kierda Tagadon.
Kierda Tagadon.
You're going to meet that gnome.
Yeah, might need a spelling on that one.
Can I quickly flower check that name, please?
Yeah, go for it.
Flower check. Flower check. Do I add something to the flower check?
Charisma, yeah.
It's a 10 anyway.
That was really good, Ben.
It's not a name that you recognise, unfortunately, and you don't get any, like, weird vibes or anything.
You don't recognise that flower plucking name?
No. No.
Okay.
Oh, I am excited about this gnome, eh?
Yeah.
Why? Why is that?
I get excited any time there's a prospect of meeting a gnome in the hope that I might meet another flower gnome.
Oh.
The likelihood is so slim, but, you know, it's just one of those things.
Oh.
Oh, it's so good to be able to talk about my flower people.
Your flower pot gnomes.
I've never spoken about who they are. The other petals? I don't know.
The other petals.
Yeah. I've never spoken about it to anyone other than Ginger before, so it's sort of all a bit new. Juna's a bit, like, fizzy.
I guess, yeah. I mean, they might be. I don't know how you'd tell. Would you
I mean,
just
I thought
ask?
Jenny might be, but this is the level with which I hope.
Was she a gnome?
No.
Jenny was not a gnome.
Oh!
She was just a human.
We would never have left Tinisha if she was.
I thought she was a gnome. That's why I was flower checking her.
She was just a gossip.
Oh my gosh.
I thought she was a gnome.
No, I don't think she was.
That's why Juna was like loving hanging out with Jenny.
Oh no, I'm so sorry.
I didn't think that was the reason why. I thought it was you just liked to natter.
Yeah, I thought just got on like a
tavern on fire.
I thought when Juna first spoke to them, someone said when two gnomes meet each other.
I think she said, oh, it's nice to see another gnome or another little person or something like that.
Yeah, she'd seen one.
Oh.
But not that she was also a gnome.
God, if I had made those Jenny for gnome, if I'd have made those Jenny for Mayor t-shirts, they would have looked all kind of bonkers.
Jenny for gnome.
David, I've just remembered as well, actually. We're having this conversation in the kitchen, so...
Yeah.
Guy is going to remember that someone needs to be on lookout. So he'll just be like, okay, guys, whatever decision you make, I'm just going to be out in the yard, just keeping an eye lookout.
All right.
Okay, take a goose.
Aggie waddles out after Guy's.
I swear to God she was a gnome, but clearly my mind is playing tricks on me. In my
I love
old
that it's
age.
Taken 30 episodes to figure this one out, or nearly 40 episodes, in fact, to figure this one out. Okay. So I guess we're staying here for the night then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could I borrow your notebook, Orin, if it's not still soggy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hang on, I'll pull it out. Yeah, looks pretty dry now.
Great, so I just write on there and...
Oh, yeah, you just write, and when you're finished with the letter, it will just...
What will it do, Orin?
It will just sort of... Oh, I don't know. It just sort of goes.
Lovely.
Great. Well, I will write to my father in that case.
Mm.
Let him know to be ready for some house guests.
Okay.
Would you like someone with you, Gwen, or would you like to do this on your own?
I'll be all right. It's just a letter.
All right.
But thank you.
Okay. I might just nip into the workshop then for a minute while you're doing that.
Yeah, actually, me too. You don't need us looking over your shoulder.
Juna leaves Gwen on her own, but puts her like hand on her shoulder and gives her some guidance. No, just because she needs it at the moment.
And Kidu will go to the workshop as well. He'll pick up his Erida head as he hacks out the door.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Orin still got it.
Yeah, it was put in Orin's bag.
Oh gosh, yeah, you've got it. Yeah,
that's right.
Orin, you're going to the workshop. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm going to go with Orin if Gwen's okay and Guy's keeping an eye.
Yeah, yeah.
In which case, Gwendolyn, have you written the letter already?
Yes, I've got it here.
Oh!
Is it something that you want to read out?
I want to read it out for, like, so the listeners can hear.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything that would be a spoiler for the rest of the gang. I'm not sure.
Go for it.
Probably not.
Up to you.
Up to you.
Actually, yeah, like, I don't know. Just to keep you all guessing, take your headphones off. Yeah. And who knows, there'll probably be nothing new for you, but there we go.
Yeah, and obviously writing this letter, you know that it doesn't necessarily guarantee a response. Previously, you've had responses because the letters you've been writing are sort of like Heron and, mm-hmm. and things like that, so that they've been able to magic over, but you're not sure whether or not somebody can do that in this instance. So there is that slight edge of like, I might just be sending this out into the void and be done with it.
Yeah, I think, yeah, she's kind of prepared for that. She can always ask Juna to send a message at some point to be like, did you get the letter?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, all right, this is her letter that she's sending to her father. Dear father, I hope this communication finds you at an appropriate time. I'm sure you know my handwriting well, but just to be sure, this is Gwendolyn. I'm sorry I didn't write sooner, though in all honesty I wasn't sure how warmly my correspondence would be received. I'm sorry for the way in which I left. I have been learning a lot about myself and the world since my departure, and I realise now how selfish and thoughtless I was. I hope I have not caused too many problems for the family, for you and Kasula. But this may be a conversation better had in person. One day. For now, know that I am well and safe-ish. I have made some friends and acquaintances that I am now travelling with, and I am not a burden to them. I am an asset. Please let Kasula know that. And tell her I am training and putting much of what she taught me into real use. Importantly, on my travels, my companions and I have come to the aid of two young girls. It is too dangerous for them to stay where they are, so I have sent them to you. She's obviously using really small handwriting, by the way.
Sure.
They are highly skilled and would be a great aid to you and the family business. Please be on the lookout for a girl of 9 wearing my travelling bonnet. She's most likely going to be introducing herself as Jenny Rose, and she will be accompanied by her 17-year-old cousin. I know I am not necessarily deserving of your help at this time, but these girls are. I know you will do what you can to help them. I'm running out of space to write, so please give Prim and Dorian big hugs from me, and if someone could tell Laurel and my friends that I am well, that would be appreciated. I love you all. I miss you. Deli. And then lots of kisses. And then she remembers she wants to write a PS. So she puts in, PS, did my mother name me Carhilda? And then she has no more room to write. And it goes, whew!
As soon as you finish and like you lift the pen and decide that you've finished, almost as if like the paper knows that you're not going to write anymore, it just suddenly like fizzles up, crumples away, and all of the writing vanishes from it.
I want to know!
I'm looking forward to finding out.
Yeah. It's going to be cool to listen back.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah, cool. So you send that off. You find a moment of peace, satisfaction. in some ways that you've like sent the message? Obviously, there's a whole load of anxieties that go alongside that.
Yeah.
But yeah, are you going to join the others or are you going to sort of take a moment for yourself?
I think she's going to snuggle up and she's going to like on the sofa somewhere warm. Mm-hmm. And she's going to get out Gubbins.
Aww.
And she's going to have a chat with Gubbins while she's got the time. Just about all the things that she's worrying about and stressing.
Yeah. Cool.
Grace here, keeping you updated with all things No Small Roles related. Hello there, our delicious crumpets. We are thrilled to be back to our main campaign with Enkidu, Juno, Orangai, and Gwendolyn. I could not resist the rhyme, I apologise. We have 4 fabulous episodes that will be heading your way before the year is out. And in the new year, we're going to be giving a 2 weeks on, 1 week off release schedule a go as part of our ongoing quest to find a work and life balance alongside recording and editing. For us, editing is the most energy and time-consuming element of making this show, so we are massively grateful to the incredible superfan Pippa, who not only edits every episode of Superfan Chats, but has recently edited the first episode of our Candlekeep adventure and several episodes of this, the main campaign. Pippa, you are the most wonderful luck-bringer's blessing gift a podcasting party could ask for. We hope you all enjoyed our chaotic adventure into Candlekeep with the Maestani family, and if you haven't listened yet, do go and check it out. Our beloved Daryl does an absolutely excellent job in the DM seat, and we can't wait to go on an adventure with him again. Want even more No Small Roles in your life? Then check out our Patreon, where you can get access to early release, music tracks, homebrewed subclasses, and more. This winter, we will be releasing our 2-part adventure to the Woden Isle, DM'd by the delightful Ben Galpin, and with special guest Sam Oakes joining the table. Go to www.patreon.com/nosmallroles to find out more about the subscription levels we have available. Talking of Patreon, we have a new supporter. Happy dance and shout out to Tracy P. Big love and big rolls to you. Of course, Patreon isn't the only way to support us. Rating and reviewing us on platforms like iTunes and Podchaser is also a great way to help more listeners find No Small Roles. So huge thanks to Nura Uhura 65 for your positive review and love for Gwenkidu. As always, you can find us on social media at No Small Roles on Twitter and Instagram. Search No Small Roles on Facebook, and you can join our Discord by clicking on the link in the show notes. That's all from me for now. Let's get you back to the gang.
So, Gaius, as you left the building first, are you just doing a perimeter sweep? What are you doing? Don't know why I'm assuming you're doing something underhanded, but I definitely am sus.
He's just doing a perimeter sweep, and he's doing a perimeter sweep, like looking for, because is it a fence that is the perimeter?
There's like the courtyard around the shed is fenced, but the cottage is actually just outside of that fencing.
I'll just do a sweep of the buildings.
Yeah, like a sort of big circle of 8 type of thing. Yeah, if you can make an investigation check, I'll let you have advantage because Aggie is following you along as well.
Honking at anything alarming.
Okay, that's useful. Oh my gosh, wow! Wow! Okay, guys, so I rolled a natural 2 first. And then I rolled a natural 1.
Oh no!
Oh no!
This is like what I tried to craft.
Yeah. So perception. That's gonna be. This is gonna be a tasty 6.
6. Lush.
I stubbed my toe.
Yeah. You stub your toe. You fall over. Ow. Aggie comes and sits on you. You don't even notice everybody leaving the house, even though you've like just gone round the corner.
Do we all step over him as we come out?
Yeah. But yeah, so you continue on, like, slightly limping, a bit embarrassed that you've tripped in the dark. The other three, Juna, Orin, and Kidu too. Are you've all gone into the workshop shed. What are you doing?
Orin.
Yeah.
You said that you had a plan for these, and she sort of like gestures to the caddy.
Oh, the batteries.
I came here because I wanted to know if you wanted them and what you're planning on doing.
Well, I was just hoping, basically, it looks over at Enkidu, that we might be able to release them. I mean, it wasn't a very complicated plan. That was about as far as it got. But rather than release them in the Eridus headquarters to attack something and then get, you know, wiped out, I thought maybe if we find somewhere, if we can figure out what kind of elemental they are, maybe we can figure out where they might want to be released.
Yeah.
What do you think, Enkidu?
I think that's a noble idea. Have they been converted into elementals? Do we put ourselves in danger by just opening the battery and then, you know, there's another creature we have to contend with?
There is something we could do, Enkidu, which is take one each, fly above the woods and set them free.
Yeah.
From the air.
If they want to be in the air. I mean, if they're like a hedgehog one, they might just then fall out of the air and like splatter on the ground and then that'd be bad.
No, what I mean is they will smash on the floor, right? And release them there.
Oh, I see. I'll get you.
But I assume that's what happened when we first met Myra, that
the
elemental got out and then it attacked her.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like a couple combined, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Both of the unstable elementals that you faced have actually been like fused because Myra was trying to adjust the temperature of her heater.
Oh my gosh.
And got it wrong. And the other was that there was one smashed. Oh no, that was an entire box that was knocked over.
So the flying could be a good idea. The other option is that I could go invisible with one and release one while I'm invisible. And then hopefully it wouldn't even know I was there and it would just run off and be free.
Either way, we want to do that outside, not in the workshop.
Yeah, not in oh, here. Yes. Definitely not in here. Let's not release anything in the workshop. Or we can do it on the road while we're travelling. Or it doesn't have to be tonight.
Yeah, I'm for this.
I think that's a lovely idea, Orin.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was just my thinking. While we're in the workshop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And Kidu narrows his eyes at Orin.
Orin would quite like a look around to see if Ferrocene has left any notes anywhere for any of her cool stuff. Just to see.
Make an investigation check. Obviously, you were a bit aware of, as she was packing up to go,
that she
was grabbing stuff.
Yeah.
So,
can I help Orin and give him advantage?
If you want to help, if he's, asking for help, you're more than welcome to.
Yeah, I think he'd say, he's not trying to do this subtly because the three of them are all in there together, that he's like, I'm just going to have a little look around and just see if Ferrocene left anything useful in here.
Or better, if all three of you just make your own investigation checks, see if you, and if there's anything particular that you're looking for, I'll let you know about.
Not bad.
Orin's got a couple of things he'd like to look for, if that's not cheeky.
That's fine. Yeah. Add them to your list of a check. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I found this doodle of you, Orin, with a cross through it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I think I recognise Myra's handwriting.
I rolled a 7. It's not very useful.
Got a 16 minus 1. Uh-huh. Sorry, I'm so salty about my intelligence score.
Have you noticed? You selected which ones to put your stats in.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be a historian. I clever.
Smashing it.
That's appropriate role-playing for my intelligence level. Choosing dumb proficiency. Yeah.
I'm bright.
So I got a 15. So that's not bad.
That's not bad looking around. What did you get, Orin?
24.
Of course you did. The tricky thing about searching the workshop is that clearly as she's been going through to grab stuff to take, she's made it even more of a mess than it was beforehand. To the point that even as you're searching through, you can see entire sets of tools, Orin, that have been spread across the room. And you're like, but they've got the same matching handles, but one of them's by the door, the other one's over by the forge. So you do find one or two designs. They seem to be the more simpler things, but perhaps with a little bit more finesse put in them, or like more unique ways of applying certain spells. But they're spells that you already know.
Okay.
But you do find a full set of Tinker's tools and a full set of Smith's tools.
Ooh.
As you are moving around the place.
Oh.
Enkidu, as you're searching through stuff, you find that same box of wands that Gaius had found when he was rummaging through stuff beforehand. And you do find some sheets of silver.
Ooh.
Yeah.
This would be handy.
You find 4 sheets of silver.
Lovely.
About A4 size.
Nice.
Yeah, I found some sheets here. Just what I was looking for.
Oh.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, they look handy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found some tinker's tools and also a set of smith's tools. Smith's tools will be handy. I've kind of already got a set of tinker's tools.
Well, I don't mind taking them.
I was going to say, Enkidu, you seem to have been a bit interested in what's, you know, I've been up to. Here you go.
Oh.
And he'll pass over Ferrocene's set of tinker's tools.
Thank you.
Maybe you can use them to make sure you're working all right as well.
I don't think the body is quite like you're imagining.
Okay.
June is doing that, like, stop it. Like, okay. Cut the neck thing.
Ignore that.
Yeah. But I think it's due to maybe my link to the Codex, but I do have a new knowledge of tinkery all of a sudden.
Oh.
So be nice to put that to use.
Yeah, well, perfect. There you go. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Yeah, I don't know.
Kind of is.
It kind of is.
Kind of is.
Now you know when your birthday is.
Yesterday.
Well, I already had a birthday, but, you know, I got a new one, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe that's like the Queen I've heard of.
The royal birthday, yeah.
Oh, yeah, from that distant land. David, the other thing that I would quite like to have had a little search for, if I may.
Yeah.
Is Oren's got a kind of idea that he'd kind of like to try and make a more permanent version of his...
Goose?
Goggles of Night.
Okay. Hmm?
What?
I said your goose. Oh my
God. She's permanent. What do you mean? She's fine.
And this third version's great.
Yeah. This third version's the one. I've nailed it. If there were any bits of material around that might be useful in... obviously, it's going to take some time. According to Xanathar's, it might take 2 weeks of work and lots of money. But just if there's stuff?
Yeah, I'll say amongst the, especially with the 24, amongst the sketches and things that you found, you do find an application for the dark vision spell. Mm. It's not necessarily a whole new set of goggles. It's more like a full visor to wear. It's a little bit more transferable between people and on top of armors and things.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Ooh.
So yeah, it's not like a set of goggles that you sort of strap on. It sort of sits a little bit wider on the face from the designs. But yes, you do find that in amongst all of the scraps of notes.
So there's notes for how to design it.
Yeah. You've got, one of her old designs.
Nice.
It definitely still needs tweaking, still needs finesse. It was just like an idea that she had.
Cool.
But yeah, like the idea of building a dark vision visor is definitely something you can do.
Okay, awesome. And any, to be extra cheeky, are there any parts that Oren can see that might be useful to start that process? I'm aware it's going to take some time to...
Make another investigation check for
that.
Because she has grabbed the most valuable stuff.
Yeah. Oh, not so good. 18.
18? You find 3 of the 10 parts that you need,
okay.
We'll say.
Amazing.
And the other things are things that, like, you're pretty sure you could get your hands on.
Yeah.
That just, you can't see the bits that you need
in the
workshop.
Cool.
Thanks.
That's all right. Very good roles. Juna, the whole time, has been, I don't know, playing with Ruana.
I think I've sort of, after being terrible at the first investigation check, been like, ta-ra, boys, and sort of gone to just sort of look for Gwen, just thinking that she'll probably be done with writing her letter in case she does need a bit of comfort.
Cool.
So I've been making my way back to Gwen.
Mm-hmm. So as the evening sort of moves on, is there anything else anybody wants to be doing before you actually settle down to rest and take watches and things?
Smelting. Smelting these sheets of silver.
Into what?
A shield.
Do you want a hand?
Absolutely. That's if you can afford time from your project.
Yeah. Made some progress on this. Let me come over and see what you're doing.
Sure.
I will go over and assist Enkidu.
Absolutely. With the two of you having smelted beforehand, obviously you've seen how this... I don't know anything about forges. You know how this particular smelting machine works.
We've discussed this. It's a smeltometer.
A smeltometer, exactly.
The Smeltonator 9000.
Yeah. Oh, this is much better than the 8000. The 8000 went wrong quite often.
Can you both make, I was going to say intelligence, but can one of you make an intelligence check and one of you make a strength check? I don't mind who does which.
Okay.
Since it is like hands-on work, can it be dexterity or you know, for finesse?
I'm gonna say strength.
Okay.
Mostly because once the metal has melted, they're sort of like forming it into a shape.
Mm.
Sort of, you've got to whack it quite hard.
Sure.
Again, I don't know if that's true. Any blacksmiths out there, please inform me if I'm wrong. Join our Discord.
Can I use my smith's tools?
Yeah.
You can
that
use
those. That I
have
just acquired?
Absolutely. Add your proficiency to the check. Yeah.
Am I doing the intelligence or the strength bit, Enkidu?
What do you think?
Lol.
You're definitely doing intelligence. Strength... I mean, it's a straight roll, but I do have proficiency with tinkers and with smith's tools as well. But
so you can add your proficiency to the check as well, then.
Oh, good.
I was gonna say, I'm sure Orion will hand you like the right hammers and things rather than just sort of.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm just gonna like hit it with my knife.
He's trying out all the new tools. Like,
yeah.
Orion's
yeah,
excited yeah. to try out Ferrocene Smith's tools because they're probably nicer than he's used before.
Fine.
Just so I'm clear, because if you're both smelting it, won't that make it a bit confusing if someone deals damage, like with a shield?
What do you mean?
Because then you have to ask the question, whoever smelt it, dealt it.
Yes, round of applause.
When? Here we go.
I know where this is going.
Yes, Chris.
Oh my goodness, that went round the blooming houses to get there.
I did wonder where you were going with that, Chris.
Like, what on earth are you on about?
Hat off, bloody Nora.
Dealing damage with a shield.
I know.
We're just like going, what bit of D&D like ruling did we miss?
Yeah.
I know. Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay, Daryl's making an ooh noise. This is a bad or a good ooh noise. I can't tell.
I can't work it out. If it is.
So, Orin, what did you just roll? For your
non-natural 20.
I think it's happy 20, ooh.
And then Kidu?
Natural 1.
Oh, it's not a happy ooh. It's a bad ooh.
I was wrong.
For a 4 altogether, but it's a natural 1, so it's a critical failure.
I cannot read you, mate. I thought that was a natural 20 from your face.
I did, yeah.
I didn't know which way it was going
to
go.
I mean, it was terrible, but it was hilarious the first time I used this.
In which case, I will say that the process of melting it, the silvers down works absolutely fine. You even find like an iron shield already there that like you can use as a good buckler.
Okay.
And whilst you can get the silver onto it, when you start trying to spread it out, there's not quite enough silver to really stretch it. So then as you start like sort of shaping it into place, there are some small cracks. It's all welded itself to this iron shield that you've got. And it still does count as a silvered shield, but it's got no other bonuses.
Fine. That's great.
But it's got a couple of small cracks along it that, you know, give it personality.
Yeah.
But it makes it look a little bit handmade.
Oh, no, that looks great.
Saved us some money.
Yep.
Just don't tell anyone that we could have sold this silver instead of making the shield. That stays between the two of us. But I think we did good work.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks great.
Yeah. I mean, it will keep me safe.
Really smart.
It's fine. It's great.
Orin can't quite bring himself to look at the shield. Okay.
Yeah. And Kidu's fine with it. He's like, you know, it's a tool. Do you know what I mean? Like, it helps keep him safe.
Yeah.
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 So, you've got something else you need to work on?
I can start putting together what I've got with the goggles. Visor, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah. He'll start tinkering a bit with the visor.
By the way, I can no longer see in the dark.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Wanted to try something different. Yeah, I felt a bit, you know, too comfortable with the darkness, the night. So I gave that power up for something else.
Oh.
So no more miraculous seeing in the dark for me. Not now.
Oh, wow. Okay. I guess that makes two of us, because I kind of turned my goggles into Gwen's returning dart for the day, at least. So it's kind of why I was thinking a more permanent solution might be useful.
Fine.
Maybe I need to try and make a couple of these then. Might need a few more bits.
We'll see.
Yeah. You can do something else cool instead, can you?
Yeah, it's something to use in combat.
Oh.
Can't let Gwen do all the heavy lifting. So, you know, thought I'd find new uses, different uses for my abilities.
Yeah. That's cool. How are you feeling generally?
I'm fine. I'm all right. You know, we try not to think about what could have been. The here and now is much more pertinent.
Yeah.
The world just seems... I feel like the more like we discover, the less I understand about the world. The more I see how the world actually runs. Who runs it, how it works. Just a little bit more unsettling with each new discovery.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some stuff going on that we seem to have got involved with now. And still don't quite know how I feel about all of that.
Yeah, same.
But I guess we're involved now.
We are.
I guess it's a bit late to just run away from it.
Not necessarily. I mean, you're not compelled to go anywhere, are you?
No. No.
I mean, the last time we had this conversation, I convinced you to stay back in Tillersham. Do you remember?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
I just invented my gloves.
Yeah. Even though we were in danger back then, it was still simpler to kind of think we either do the right thing or we look after ourselves. And I think last time, even though Gwendolyn was set on setting things right and looking after the people, I also convinced you to stay whilst I understood your need to not be involved. But this time's different. You don't have to stay in danger if you don't feel like this is where you should be.
Yeah. I guess I just feel a bit responsible for the state that you've ended up in. And I'm not sure I can really walk away from that now.
I understand. But, and I just grab your shoulders, like, you know, we all chose, we all knew what the risks were, what the dangers were, and we went willingly to that place that was designed to ensnare us somehow. And I think in retrospect, we all tried to manipulate the trial so we could all survive and get through it together, because that's how we entered this thing. We all entered together, we all wanted to come out on the other side and escape. It's just that this time, you know, we're in the enemy's lair and things were designed to go the way they wanted to.
Yeah.
Somehow, I have a feeling that one way or another, one of us would have fell to some kind of a misfortune. It just so happened to be me. No real rhyme or reason.
Yeah.
So, don't feel responsible. You didn't do this to me. They did.
Yeah. Thanks.
Glad I could help.
And Oren will just go back to tinkering with his bits and pieces, looking at the plan that Aracene had done. Mm. Yeah. Get lost in a bit of work for a while.
Gaius? How long are you going to do perimeter sweeps for?
I'll probably do it for about an hour. I'm very bored easily. I'm fiddling away, getting a bit distracted. Probably play with the goose for a bit. Do a bit of, leapfrog over it. maybe play a bit too rough with it. So then I realised that Oren would be really annoyed if he caught me just, throwing the goose into the air. Just to see what would happen. I'm throwing it up and then, watching it, drift down with its wings and finding that very amusing. He's not a very good lifeguard. Anyway, and after some time, eventually, we'll head back inside to join Gwen, but just poke his head in with the two busy at work on their devices and just be like, hey guys, I'm clacking off now. I'm getting pretty tired, so I'm going to head in. So just keep an eye out, okay?
Yeah, of course.
That's to Oren and Enkidu, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I was updating my D&D Beyond.
Okay. And Gaia just poke his head out and go back into the thing. Probably see Gwen and Juno snuggled up, they're sleeping together, and he'll just snuggle onto the end of that spooning line.
Before they do fall asleep, Juno's gone up to Gwen and just sort of checked in with her and said, how are you doing?
Good. I'm good.
I'm very proud of you, Gwen.
Thank you. Might need you to just maybe send my father a message to check that he got that message, because I don't think he's really got a way of letting me know, or if he does, he hasn't let me know, so that might be useful. Oh, I didn't tell him that I was with you, actually. Maybe I should have.
Do you want me to message him now?
No, that's fine. We should go to sleep. That's probably better.
Are you sure? I'll do it in the morning?
Whenever, you know, because you've already used all your resources.
I got one more left. Oh, no, I haven't. No, I just didn't mark off the second one. So I was retcon. Yes. You're right.
Yeah. So, you know, another time when we know we won't need them and we can just check in and should take them a little time to get to Prideon anyway. So just at some point, just to, you know, check for Pharisine and Myra.
And I'll let them know we're together.
Great. I'm sure I'll figure that out. I suppose if you send the message. It won't get you in trouble with it.
No. Well, it might do. There's not really much he can do about it. I don't think so.
No. Anything, you've been keeping me safe, so.
Yeah.
Yes. Good.
Deep down, June is suddenly like, am I going to be in trouble?
You're meant to give 30 days notice.
Yeah, she did not realise when she left. I was like,
Lol.
After serving the family for like 50 years and just like, yeah. Bye.
Just vanishes one off. Day.
Just gone.
Juna leaves.
Juna leaves, yeah.
Yes, I'm sure we used to have a house gnome around.
And he just messages back, Juna who?
You won't be receiving any severance pay.
Forget your pension.
Well, I'm very sleepy. It's been a very long day. So,
it has. Do you want to snuggle up and sleep on this sofa?
Yes, please.
Juna nuzzles in. She's not a creature. puts an arm round Gwen and is like really upright.
And half an hour later, Guy joins them.
The wing thruple back together.
Ah.
The wing thruple.
And Ruana, who is currently still an owl, is going to, yeah, just sort of like go the other side of Gwen. So she's in a Juna Ruana sandwich.
Aww.
Not that an owl's very big, but her heart's in the right place.
Neither's Juna, though. So.
That's true.
Cool. So Orin and Enkidu, once you've sort of tinkered away for a little bit, can you both make quick perception checks?
Yep.
Or, yeah, just to check the area as you're sort of heading back into the house.
Go on, Daryl, I believe in you.
Enkidu dies.
Did we ever explain that joke that we keep making?
No, I don't think so. I
can't remember.
I think we sort of started, yeah.
For listeners, if you're thinking, why do they keep saying this? It's because back in...
Episode 8. Spoiler alert if you've not listened to episode 8.
I can't believe you gave a spoiler alert in episode 44.
episode 8.
Listen to them in order is the best idea. Oh, yeah. If you listen back to episode 8, as Juna dies, like the contempt in my voice is just like, Juna dies. Like,
we all found that funny.
That's what we say. Yeah, we all find that funny. How annoyed you were, so pissed that off. I had died in episode 8. I was so pissed off. So yeah, that's where that comes from, just to bring you all in on the joke so we can all laugh about it together.
No.
Ha 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 ha.
But yeah.
11.
11 for Orin.
8.
8 for Enkidu. Oh yeah, you don't see anything.
No.
But yeah, as you sort of finish up your work and head back in.
You won't keep watching Enkidu. I'm dropping. I'm gonna... Yeah. Don't mind. You go for it. I don't think I want to sleep. Well, I don't think... Actually, I don't feel sleepy at all.
Oh.
Then I'll keep watch then. You know, you're tired. You've been working hard.
Go if you're sure. Wake me up if you need me.
Of course.
And Orin will go and find someone to snuggle. Not in the wing thruffle.
And Kitty will fly to the roof. And cast prestidigitation on his armor,
mm-hmm.
to like heat it up,
keep himself warm. Nice.
Yeah, keep himself warm. I've been googling uses of that spell. That's a great idea. And yeah, he'll just sit there and just wait for the sunrise.
Okay, after sort of 3 or 4 hours, make another perception check for me, please.
He doesn't sleep, does he? No, he just sort of powers down.
And Kudu still dies. That's a 7. It's a 7.
Seven. So whilst most of the night passes with nothing at all, when the sun actually starts rising, and you've sat there in this strange, like almost depowered mode, in which you feel like you're close to dreaming, and that if you were to let your mind sort of wander there, that you think you could possibly dream, but you are still very conscious of your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
After about half an hour after the sun has risen, especially if you've not gone to wake anyone else up, sat on top of the rooftop, you can see the sort of the edge of the tree line of the Golden Forest and the sun glinting across the top of those trees. All the different yellows and oranges and golds is beautiful. But then you do see in the tree line just a row of golems.
Oh, no.
They don't seem to be advancing, but they are all definitely facing your way.
How far are they?
In the tree line, just north. Just north of the house, probably about 300, 400 feet away. A bit of a distance, but, you know, you can see them. They're not moving. They just stood in the tree line, facing in your direction. Motionless.
Okay. Akidu's just like, you know, he'll stand up, like, he's on guard. And a bit unsure what to do. Before he does anything, he will try to... I don't know how this works. Speak to them in his mind. Can he, like, reach out to them tentatively?
Make a inside check, please.
Ooh, new use for the inside check.
Activating his Bluetooth.
pairing. It's just stuck pairing, on pairing. It's not connecting.
Hang on. Yeah, so that's a 17.
17. So as you sort of reach inside, you can, in the same kind of way that you would connect with the others, as you're reaching in to direct it toward these golems, you feel Erida there. And she almost like moves forward into like the forefront of your mind and just says, "I'm sorry, Enkidu. That ability is restricted to higher ranking family members."
Creepy.
She's the worst.
Oh my god.
She is.
Hate her.
Is this an open dialogue, or is that just a one off from her saying?
You get the sense she's still lingering there.
So what am I supposed to do with this lot facing my direction?
I think we were very clear, Enkidu. You are to head south.
As long as it's away from you, you won't pursue? Because it's a long road to accomplish the prime directive.
Of course. And we understand a night's rest. But don't linger too long.
Of course. I'll wait the others and we'll go. Keep those out of sight, would you? It's going to ruin my breakfast.
Understood. And sort of the connection. It almost like buzzes out. Unlike the others, which has felt very like natural. Mm. This one does not feel... It doesn't feel as part of you as the rest. It's almost imposing itself.
Oh gosh, no.
But it zaps out.
Ugh. I whisper it, I say it out loud. Well, Alcibiades, you got competition in the arsehole department. And I climb down off the roof and I, you know, enter in. Like, all right, everyone up, wake up.
Oh, all right, Enkidu.
Okay, right. Gather what food we've got and we're leaving.
Okay, well, are we doing what?
Okay.
Okay.
No, Erida's gonna ruin our breakfast if we stay any longer, so we should get going.
Uh-huh.
Wait, what?
Is she here?
What?
Well, she's always here, but she's brought some family members, so we need to leave.
What?
Should we be worried?
Not as long as we leave, we should be fine, but...
Okay.
All right.
There's a sense of urgency right now.
Yeah, I'll go to the kitchen and just find whatever food there is to take with us.
Yeah. Make a very quick investigation check.
While you're doing that, I'm assuming, have we had a long rest successfully?
Yep, everyone's had a long rest.
Awesome.
Yay.
Four for investigation. Food investigation.
Juna opens the cupboards. They are magically empty.
Fails to find the fridge. Why is Juna looking
in
the bin?
Again, Ferrocene and Myra did take a lot of stuff with them.
Yeah.
So yeah, you don't. There's a couple of old vegetables, but not a lot, unfortunately.
There's not much here, but don't worry, I'll get something from the woods for breakfast.
Okay. Luckily, I've had the foresight to prepare purified food and drink if we need it.
Great. I think I maybe gave them too much dehydrated food as they left.
Oh, okay.
Gaius groans when he hears, like, Juna say, oh, I'm just going to get some food from the woods. And then goes, oh, okay, when he hears Orin just being like, I can purify food.
What is wrong with Juno's cooking, yo?
Worms, Juno. We've all had worms.
I ain't got nothing wrong with you cooking. It's just the worms have been in my brain for a very long time now.
Akili's left eye is twitching.
I tell you what, you cook people worms one day and they never let it go.
It was a memorable meal.
Like the nettle thing the other night nearly made up for it, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah, that was tasty.
Thank you.
Whilst this has been going on, Gwendolyn's going to run upstairs to Ferocene's room,
mm-hmm.
and she's going to see, is there any clothing left behind whatsoever?
Oh, yeah. The room is still a mess.
Cool.
Yeah, she's clearly taken some sort of more travel clothes.
Mm-hmm.
The things that are left behind are the dirtiest stuff and more like work gear.
Cool.
But there's a selection of clothing up there.
Can she take any of that she thinks might fit other members of the party, anything she thinks might fit her? Just like kind of a bundle and then just like wrap it up or bring it down and just totally. Be like...
Yeah. A lot of it, Ferocene was taller than Orin, but smaller than the rest of you. So more like a few like cloaks and things and a couple of more like billowing shirts you think you might be able to stretch.
Like if she wore like Ferocene's dungarees, would they be like capris? Like,
yeah, like exactly. They'd ride up the thighs. Yeah.
Nice.
Up the thighs?
Up the thighs. <Not that high. laughs> Ferocene's dungarees are shorts on Gwendolyn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, brilliant. Yeah, showing like her calves off, but maybe she can.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she's just going to bring them down. Okay, they don't smell good at all, but if anybody wants to just have a different option of clothing, if we're trying to be a bit more undercover. And she's saying this as she's kind of like trying to like get on like a really dirty, stinky like Czech shirt, and these like dungaree type things, and then just rolling up her lovely clothes and putting them in her bag.
Yeah, I'll take a pair of dungarees. Juno puts them on and they're massive.
Juno, like Vicky, loves a pair.
Yeah, even in character, I cannot resist a pair of dungarees.
Orin will look down at his clothes and be like, I think I'm probably fine as I am.
Yeah, I'm pretty good though. I'm partial to that blue cloak. The purple one you got there. That's a nice cloak there. I like that.
Gwendolyn throws it.
I like it.
And she also throws a jumper at Orin.
Oh, okay.
Just in case.
You will be cleaning those before you go to rest each night, right?
Yeah, you got prestidigitation, that thingamajiggy, right?
As soon as we have time to clean them. Great, but for now...
I'll give him a wash in the river, unless Enkidu, you would rather do that.
No, I think I'd rather leave before the hundreds of golems...
No,
before they march on us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, not now. Not now. We got bigger things to think about.
Yeah, that's a valid point. We need to get going. Yeah,
eventually. I just think Stinky might be better than drawing attention to myself for now and, you know, mixing it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Of course.
We should go.
Or then we'll look in the bundle of clothes to see if there's anything that would fit Aki.
Oh, really? A goose that's clothed is going to be less suspicious.
I know, right?
Than a normal metal goose.
Yeah, right. Especially a goose that follows a human around.
Yeah.
That's not conspicuous at all.
Ruana, as an owl, is going to really laugh and point with her talons at Aggie when she has clothes on. Like, you're wearing clothes.
There's some, like, old cap that you think might just about fit, like a woolen cap that's just gonna, that can hug over Aggie.
I'll put it on Aggie and then look at her, decide she looks a bit ridiculous, and take it off again and be like, oh no, she's probably all right, isn't she? Okay.
Gwendolyn also puts on a woolen beanie and heads out the door with everyone.
Let's go to Furlock Rise.
South.
Yeah.
Let's go.
South.
Yeah.
So, as you head out the door, which direction are you headed? Are you going to go back to Drostad? Are you going to be heading somewhere else?
I mean, we have to cross the lake.
Yeah, we have to cross the lake.
Or we can go
east
and round past
Medrivane,
looking at Gwen's handy map
that
you've laid out on the kitchen table for us. Thanks, Gwen.
No problem.
Will take us longer, but yeah, sure.
Not a lot.
If we want to avoid Drostad, that's the only thing. But otherwise...
Yeah.
We can go through Drostad. It's just like, I mean, that we might be a little bit hot property there if that's where the
Winthrops
are. JCB is, or whatever it's called.
JCB?
WCI.
JCB.
As we're walking out, I'm just going to like gesture towards the golems and just like, Enkidu, these golems aren't going to bother us at the moment, are they? Are they going to come in and fight us?
Do we see them as we're going out?
Yeah, as you all sort of step out of the building and sort of around the house onto the main road. Looking directly into the forest, almost the entire tree line about sort of, yeah, 100 feet back into the tree line. I've got these.
Oh my goodness.
This perfectly stationary row of golems.
Yeah, I didn't think she'd be so impatient.
Okay, well, I think that's made the decision about us not going north then, looking over at Juna.
Yep.
I kind of just want to be on like the other side of the water to these people. Okay. And I feel like if we go through town and they're not bothering us at the moment,
yeah,
like they're not going to bother us in town, if you know what I mean.
So just Drostad, jump on the ferry. We're just normal people getting on the ferry.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. With money to pay for it, of course.
Yep.
Okay.
How much money do we have?
I've got a bit.
Okay. I don't have any.
I don't think I do either.
I mean, I've got 15 gold.
Oh, that's enough.
That should get us across.
Yeah.
Right. Let's go.
Okay.
Thanks, Oren. That's kind of you.
How long is the walk into Drostad?
It's over an hour.
Cool. Whilst we're walking, yeah, do we want to talk about what our cover is? I think I made a very good point that we need a bit of a, like, who are we?
Yeah. Also, I mean, I don't know if this is the time to bring it up, but I've been thinking about group names as well, just from what Myra said.
Yeah. Oh, group name.
Are they really conspicuous ones?
Yeah. I don't know. Various ideas have come through, but there was one that just sort of stuck in my head that I kind of liked. The Fate Marked Five. I don't know, it's just an idea.
I think it's a very good idea.
Sounds like we could do a series of books.
Yes, the Fate Marked Five cross the Lake Ward.
The Fate Marked Five go to Bristol.
Yeah. Where's Bristol?
The fabled legendary city of
the
Bristol.
The Fate Marked Five on a boat.
Yeah. The Fate Marked Five go wild in Vernock Rise, that sort of thing. Anyway, it's just an idea.
I like it.
Definitely worth mulling over.
Yeah, I'm going to think on it as I try to get Erida out of my mind, which is impossible, but, you know.
It was just, you know, I just feel like we've all been marked by fate in one way or another. And I remember, Junior, you saying something about the Order of the Mark to Myra a week or so ago, whenever that was.
Oh, it was only a week ago, was it?
I think. Don't know.
Yeah, just over a week, maybe just under a week. A
lot has happened in that week, hasn't it?
Just under an 8 day ago?
Yeah, an 8 day, yeah.
A lot has happened.
Yeah. Tell you what, it's felt like a half month rather than 8 days. Yeah.
Someone's been reading my notes.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Baby David, for our new calendar.
Yeah.
I made up a calendar, y'all.
Yeah.
Which is available on our
Patreon. Or maybe social media. See how we feel.
Yeah, maybe social media. Maybe social media for that one.
Yeah, social media.
Go fishing, everyone. Find it.
Find it. Find our calendar. Check out our website.
Oh, yeah, check out our website, yeah.
Makes sense to be on our website.
So before we get into town, what is our cover? I feel like it's quite important that we do this.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've got ourselves into trouble before.
Okay, do we want to be like an insurance bureau? Do we want to be like, you know, pet detectives? Do we want to be like a theater troupe?
Tea sellers.
It needs to be something we can lie about, guys, really well.
Well, I think you're better at that than any of us are.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I dabble. But, no, seriously, though.
What's wrong with just being, like, explorers? Just people who are just traveling the land, you know? There's nothing conspicuous about us physically, you know? There's nothing we're carrying. That's obvious.
Speak for yourself, Enkidu. Well, do you mean just a bunch of people who are just seeing, going travelling?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah?
Tourists.
Wasn't that already our cover?
Yeah,
it was. And nobody asked us any questions.
Or maybe we're just for hire.
Explorers for hire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no problem too big, no... I don't know where I'm going with this. I don't know. I feel like we should have a catchy saying.
No dungeons too deep.
Yeah, that's it.
No dragons too high.
Yeah.
No dragons too large, yeah.
The Fate Mark 5. No dungeons too deep, no drag... What? Yeah.
Well, it'll come up. It'll come up when somebody asks.
Yeah, maybe you come up with it. I don't know.
Sure. Hey, is that the town over there?
I'm looking at my mug. My tankard. It says, Explorer of Eltimpia. We are tourists. We're exploring Eltimpia. We're just walking.
Mm?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're on a walking holiday.
We're a walking group.
We're a walking society. I like it.
Good. I think it's nice for us to all be on board with that.
The Ramblers of Eltimpia.
Okay. Is one of us leading the others?
Gaius.
Because
he's the one who's going to have to blag it anyway.
Okay, you're the head rambler.
Here's my map, Gaius.
Excellent. I am very good at reading maps.
I'll help you if you need help.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm also quite at home with the deception and the lying.
Oh, okay.
Says the character with +7 deception.
Mm-hmm. Oh, also, we've got a compass now. And now, is it now just acting like a normal compass again? Or is it pointing?
It's pointing back toward the workshop.
Oh, okay, yeah. Don't show anyone that. That won't work. No.
Ooh, but that could be useful information for Heron.
Yeah.
Perhaps. Or something extra to, you know, that's an artifact.
Yeah.
That must be worth money and stuff.
Yeah.
Seekers of artifacts. We're kind of like the Hex, but like the good guys.
Oh, yeah.
What's a five-sided shape?
The pent.
The pent.
The pents.
The pent instead of the Hex.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. It's got a certain ring to it.
Oh, look, the town.
And as the conversation trails off, that's where we'll end the episode.
Next episode is called Oh, Look, the Town.
Oh, look, the town.
It's the wrong town.
It's the wrong town. We have somehow gone back to Rostal where we wanted to be.
We're at Verloc Rise already.
We're at Verloc Rise already.
We're here.
Brilliant.
You have been listening to David Knight as your Dungeon Master, Ben Galpin as Orin, Chris Watts as Gaius, Daryl Bailey as Enkidu, Grace Kelly Miller as Gwendolyn, and Vicky Gaskin as Juna. Original music by David Knight. Please tell your friends, subscribe, and follow us on all social media. Thank you for listening to No Small Roles. Anon for now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.